When I have a thought, I gotta let it out. It's a bright spot that I can't even doubt. My opinions, my point of view, even if things are a little chopped and screwed.
So yeah,
even if you disagree.
So yeah,
even if I'm not in your pedigree.
So yeah,
especially if you agree.
So yeah,
so yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you're listening to it. Welcome to the So Yeah podcast with your girl, Caroline M. Diamond. I want to talk about a hard-hitting topic today. Hard-hitting. And I know that everybody's thinking about it, so I might as well say it. The topic I have to talk about is, I think, personally, me, my opinion, let's make that clear, my opinion, the best form of art is music. Crowd, what do you have to say? Nothing, because I know that you all agree, and you should agree, because without music, what would we have? Absolutely nothing. I can't dance without having music to listen to. What am I going to dance to, the rustling of the leaves on the trees? I mean, maybe in like a contact improv class, but I need to shake my ass. What am I supposed to do without music? And like, you know, I love movies and TV shows, but I think I would prefer music over television, which sounds a little crazy, but oh well. And I was talking about this with my roommates, and Kylie decided to say, well, without architecture, we wouldn't have a house or we wouldn't have a car, which, you know, is a really great perspective and point of view. And yet, I still need music. I still need music over a building. I'm sorry. I do. I really do. And there was this one time I had this, you know, side gig, and I was talking with this one girl who had a shitty personality, so I should have known from the start, but I digress. And we were talking about music, and she was like, yeah, I don't really like listen or like music. And I was aghast, bitch. I was like, what? I'm like, first of all, I should have known because you have a terrible personality that you wouldn't like music. Second off, what do you mean you don't like music? You go into your car, you don't listen to anything? Although, sidebar, I am at an age sometimes where I do get in the car and I need the silence. I now understand why my mother would sometimes just sit in the car in silence. Sometimes you just need space to think, okay? And although, I still love music. So this girl, I was like, what do you mean you don't like music? She's like, yeah, I just like don't really get it. What do you mean you don't get music? You don't have taste. You don't have a will to live. Why would you even say that? Like, oh my God, go back to the drawing board, bitch. So anyway, all that to say is I think that the best art form is music. And if you disagree with me, you can leave a comment. As we've been listening on the podcast, if you've been listening to every episode, because you should, they're only 15 minutes long or less, I've been watching a lot of movies, ranging from really old of like the 50s to current and everything in between. And I have a PSA to Hollywood. Hollywood, are you listening? You should. We gotta stop. We gotta stop with the HD cameras. I'm fucking done. I don't want it anymore. We don't need to see 4,000K, and I don't need to see everybody's chin hairs and pores on their face. I don't need to see it. I don't want to see it. Even like going back to like 90s has a great like film and filter, like a natural filter that's on the cameras. And even going back further to like Technicolor, ooh, bitch. Ah. The 60s, 70s camera work. Oh, let's go back there because I am tired. I don't want to be in the room with them, okay? I am using this form of escapism from my fucking destitute life, okay? And I don't need to be in the room with them to be in the scene. I don't need to see every follicle, every pore, every crinkle and crackle in their crow's feet. I don't need to see it. And I don't want to see it. Can we like do the technology somewhere else, like maybe, I don't know, curing cancer? Somewhere actually worthwhile, I think. I think it's more worthwhile to cure cancer than to have an HD camera for, you know, Love Island. I don't watch Love Island, as we know, because I don't need a part-time job with a television show. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to see it. I don't need to see every little dent in somebody's cellulite. Let somebody live freely, okay? So again, HD cameras, take it down a notch. Go back to Technicolor. I'm sure you got it in the files at Sony. I'm sure that camera still exists somewhere. Dust it off and bring it back. Thank you.
So yeah.
This section of the podcast is called Currently, and it's everything that I, Caroline M. Diamond, is currently reading, watching, and listening to. Okay, I gave myself some extra time from the beginning part of the episode so I can really dive into this and talk so deeply about it because I'm so passionate about it. Recently, as we know on the podcast, my friend Madison and I, we've been watching, we have a grandmaster list of things that we've seen, we haven't seen, trilogies, whatever it is. And on our list for a long time has been the Magic Mike series. I'm literally kicking my feet. It was so good. So the first movie came out in 2012, and I definitely saw it in theaters. I'm pretty sure that I saw it with Char. You know, I get my taste from somebody, might as well be my mother, okay? And you know, the first movie is a little like deeper, you know, it's a little headier. There's a little more substance to it. It's like talking about like drugs and like, you know, making money and partying and all that kind of stuff. And what's crazy is that it's like kind of like Channing Tatum's biopic, like go off, King. Like, obviously this is like about his life, his story. And the first movie is really good. I love seeing Matt Bomer play straight. Yes. Joe Manganiello. Oh my God. Joe Manganiello. That last name just rolls off my tongue. Joe Manganiello. Absolutely. Oh, I'm sweating. I'm warm up here and I'm warm down below. Hello. So they end up going to the stripper convention, and along the way they meet Jada Pinkett Smith, who like owns a brothel. Go off, queen. We love a woman-owned business, black-owned business. Hey. And so they convince, I guess, like, Channing Tatum's character, like, he used to work for her or someone. I don't, who cares about the plot, honestly? Give me the torsos. And at the end, they perform at the stripper convention. And I swear to God, it's like 17 minutes of pure cinematic perfection, okay? So all the men do their own little dance, make a little love, get down a night type beat. And then we have Channing Tatum do this side-by-side choreo with Twitch, rest in peace. Holy shit. First of all, they're amazing opposites. So congrats to getting that. Okay. They do this like three song medley, and oh my God, the second song, literally, like, I had tears running down my legs. Like, for real. Like, it was the Niagara Falls. I had to watch this specific scene multiple times in one evening. And then so much so, I took it under my jurisdiction, and I decided to film it on my phone because I need that memory to live on forever. The way that they are grinding, I need somebody to grind on me like that. Hello. Amen. Can the congregation say amen? Amen. Okay. It was so good. I loved the movie. The movie really set up, I would say, for the live show. And I have been blessed and highly flavored that I have seen the live show twice. The first time I saw it, I actually saw it with my mom and my stepdad. Again, I get taste from somebody, it's gonna be from Char. We all love torsos in this house. So we see the live show, it's amazing. Go to Vegas, it's amazing. And after the show, there's a woman MC of the show. And they both looked at me and they were like, you have to be the MC of this show. So my parents even get it. They understand that I need to be, you know, corralling the troops, get the crowd together, and then be surrounded by these shirtless men that are dancing. Amen. Amen. So I've tried to audition for the MC position in the past. This is now my open call audition. I'm trying to be the MC of the Magic Mike show. I would be amazing. I would be incredible, show-stopping, never-been-done-before type shit, okay? And the third, we have the third movie, which the third movie, not necessarily, like, my favorite. It basically was just, like, promo for, like, the live show, which I'm like, go off, get your promo, but we didn't really need it. We didn't really need it. And what I have to say about the entire Magic Mike trilogy is the female leads are the worst cast leads in any trilogy. The first one, I don't even know her name. She has to be a Nepo baby because I have no idea how she made it onto that set. She has terrible acting quality off the island. Then in the second one, it's Amber Heard, which... ugh. And then we have Salma Hayek in the last one, which I love Salma, okay? But she don't need to be doing that. She's got a billionaire husband, which is probably why she wanted to do it, because he probably is a billionaire, but he probably is. So if you want to experience joy, life, and the will to live, watch the Magic Mike trilogy, especially the second one. I will be rewatching the second one over and over. As for what I'm listening to, they've been in my mix of songs for the past few years, and they're like the music that I like to listen to when I don't really want to like hear some boom boom cat and a kick kick kick, because sometimes your brain just needs to shut off. Even as a pop girl myself, sometimes I need to cool it, okay? So most of the time, I'll just hit on that John Mayer. Everybody knows that when I'm going through it and you get in my car and I hit that John Mayer, uh-oh. She is not okay. That mental health is low on the floor. So it's either John Mayer or I love to listen to Krungbin. For $10, try to spell Krungbin off the top of your head. You won't be able to. And the way I could describe Krungbin is like, you know, I would say it's like rooted in jazz, but it's not like jazzy, but it's like smooth. And it's kind of like on a beach, like PCH, but... you know, we're also maybe in Italy. I don't know. If there's just like a vibe to it. It's hard to explain. But I saw them at Coachella 2 years ago, and they were so good. They were amazing. But they did not speak the entire time. So I was like, is this still the same song? Like because they have that kind of cadence. They don't really sing on their tracks either. So they're amazing. And they're like the songs I like to listen to, like, early in the morning when I don't want to fall asleep at the wheel, or late at night when I don't want to fall asleep at the wheel and I need something to hear, but I don't want like sound. So Krungbin for your pleasure. Okay. As for what I'm reading, I just started this book, so I can't really speak too much on it. A Great Big Beautiful Life by Emily Henry. And you know, I've read the heavier books this year, Women Who Run With Wolves, Demon Copperhead. And I just need schlop. I just need to read like at least like 5 or 6 books that have literally no purpose in life, love, and just to kind of like schmutz it through. And it's really kind of doing that for me. I've read all of Emily Henry's books, and could I tell you the difference between any of them? No, they just sound like a bunch of white people to me, which sometimes I have to play into that fantasy. You know, I don't know if you could hear or see, I am also very pasty white, and sometimes I like to live in that lifestyle just a little bit, because I don't like to claim my people at all. No, white people are not my people, but sometimes for the plot, I will. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. If you made it this far, I'd love to have you. It's only 15 minutes, so if you didn't make it, we gotta build that stamina up in the brain, babes. And if you liked it, tell everybody. And if you didn't, tell nobody. So yeah!